You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Ian McMillan here from BetSided and FanSided, joined by an extremely special guest, two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Eli Manning, a New York Giants legend, which actually, Eli, leads me to my very first question here right off the top. I need to get some kind of comment on the Empire State Building turning their lights to green and white last night after the Eagles won the NFC Championship. Any comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for, you know, good sportsmanship and telling someone good game or recognizing a good product and saying, hey, good job, congratulations. But I don't know about like going way out of my way to congratulate someone on something. Might be a little extreme. So I can understand the New Yorkers' response and not liking this just because of the rivalry between New York and Philadelphia and the Giants and the Eagles. And it was tough to see that.
Yeah, a lot of New Yorkers very upset about that yesterday. You are partnered with Quaker, the official oatmeal sponsor of the NFL. We are going to get into that in just a few minutes, but I do have a couple more questions I want to throw your way. One specifically that relates to the NFC Championship game yesterday. The third quarterback rule, I wanted to get your thoughts on that because this was something that existed from 91 up until 2010, where teams were allowed to dress an emergency third quarterback that didn't count against the team's dressed player limit for the game. They got rid of that rule in 2011. Teams could then dress 46 players, but as we're seeing, teams are still mostly just dressing two quarterbacks. And what happens is if two quarterbacks go down, they don't really have anywhere else to go. And unfortunately, this happened in the NFC Championship game. Brock Purdy goes down, Josh Johnson goes down, and then they have to bring Brock Purdy in, who can't throw the football, and they just have to run the ball the rest of the game. Do you think the NFL should bring back the third quarterback rule, and kind of just what's your general thought about that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a tough situation. You never assume, you know, that you're going to lose two quarterbacks in a game. It does not happen very often. It's unfortunate that it happens in a championship game, but it's not a bad idea just to pursue, just so you have this quarterback who can still throw it, can somewhat run the offense, can give you a chance just to come in. So you just don't have another option. And you have to play a quarterback who's hurt and cannot throw it is not a good situation. So I think it's something to look at, just to have that third quarterback that doesn't count, against the 46 guys or the 53 man roster. So you can have them on there and just prepared to play in case of that scenario.
Yeah. I don't know if you're a hockey guy at all, Eli, but in the NHL, they have an emergency backup goaltender at each arena that can play for either team. Don't think that would work with a quarterback though. I think quarterbacks got to know the playbook, but I think they should re-implement that rule, especially in an NFC Championship game. Hate to see that happen. I do need your pick for the Super Bowl. Now, I am a betting man, Eli. The Eagles, if you didn't know, 2.5-point favorites in the Super Bowl over the Chiefs is where the betting line is as of right now. So not only do I want your pick to win, but let's talk about the spread. Can the Eagles cover that spread? And I'm going to ask you to try to take your New York Giants bias out of the equation. What's your pick for the Super Bowl?
You know, it's hard to take the bias out of there. That's why I was really bad at fantasy football my first couple years, just because I'd pick, you know, guys that I like and players and New York Giants players, and that's not how it should be done. But yeah, it's just, you know, I think, you know, I got a lot of respect for both teams. I think it's the two best teams in the NFL right now playing in this game. The Eagles have been good all year long. They look great these last 2 weeks and through the season. They're running the football well. Their defense is just, you know, destroying people. And so they're playing great football. I think Kansas City, obviously with Mahomes, I think is special. He gives the team so much confidence that they're going to find a way. Andy Reid, so creative, has such a great track record of being successful and has won championships. Steve Spagnuolo, defense coordinator, won championships with him. So I think this, the fact that they've been in this situation and played in these big games before, does give them a better chance of winning them. So I guess if I had to pick a team, I'm going with the Chiefs.
Now, I mentioned the betting line for the game. Obviously, sports betting has exploded over the past few years. But when you were playing in the NFL, were you ever aware of what the betting odds were or what the point spread was ahead of any game that you played?
No, I never looked at it. You know, for me, it was just, you know, I looked at the defense and scheme and, you know, what plays we're going to run. And that's all I cared about. And so I'm still not very good at that part of football. I just try to think, hey, you know, matchups and personnel and styles and defensive coordinators and how that all goes into who I think is going to win the game.
Now, with that being said, maybe I'm curious if you ever looked back. Obviously, your first Super Bowl win over the undefeated Patriots. Are you aware what the point spread was in that game? Do you know how just big of an underdog you guys
12,
were?
Was it 12? I think I have heard that since, that it was maybe one of the bigger spreads in a game. So, which makes it, I guess, a big upset, right?
Yeah, around, 12, 12 and a half points. Underdogs in the second Super Bowl win, only 2.5 points. That was a spread for the second Super Bowl win. But yeah, 12, 12 and a half points was around the point spread for the Super Bowl win. What are your general thoughts on the Giants heading into next year? Obviously, a very successful season this year. Made the playoffs, won a playoff game. What are your thoughts on the Giants in general? What do they need to do to take a step forward next year?
Well, I think this offseason is big. Obviously, they got a couple of their own guys that are up that they got to look at signing back and keeping those core guys. But, you know, also need to make some splash in free agency or in the draft and do well in those deals and get a couple of key players that can come in and make immediate impact on the team. But I thought they played really well this year. They kept games close. They were able to, you know, make, you know, fourth quarter comebacks, that's what you want from a team, that they don't get down, they don't get overwhelmed by the situation, and they can fire and play their best football at the end of games and in clutch situations. So that was great to see. I thought Daniel Jones played his best game of the entire season in the playoffs. So it's great that, you know, you have a quarterback that can, you know, rise to the occasion and play great there. So I'm excited about the future. I think the longer these guys stay within the offense and they keep the same coaches and same core of guys, the better off they can be. And they'll continue to just learn how to play better and go deeper into the playoffs.
Speaking of Daniel Jones, this was obviously his most successful season to date. Did you see something that he changed or something he did differently this past season that led to his improved success?
Well, I mean, I just saw the play, and I thought he just played really smart, protected the football when taking sacks, when running, made great decisions. They did a good job of scheming stuff, giving him outside, his ability to run with the football and make reads and get outside him and you know, a couple of games he was the leading rusher, and so just the, you know, ability to just move him around and be really creative with the offense to get guys open was fun to watch. And so I think he'll continue to grow, and you know, as he gets, you know, more comfortable with this offense, he has a full off season to work with receivers and work on some fine tuning of things, of plays that they know they're going to run to get even better at them, and just making better decisions on certain situations where, hey, this play doesn't have a chance to be success. Where's my check down? How can I get 3 or 4 yards instead of taking a sack or throwing it away? So it's all about just playing that much faster on a couple things, which he'll grow and get better at that, the more comfortable he just continues to get within the offense.
Now, at the start of the interview, I did bring up that you are partnered with Quaker, the official oatmeal sponsor of the NFL. Tell me about your partnership with them.
Yeah, excited to partner with Quaker to invite fans to share how they pre-grain before the big game for a chance to attend next year's Super Bowl. So To enter the contest, fans can go to TikTok and follow at Quaker, and they can upload their own pre-grain video to share, you know, how they prepare for the game with Quaker Oats. And they can use the caption, hashtag Quaker pre-grain hashtag entry. And you can upload those starting today until February 12th, which is Super Bowl Sunday. So create a fun, interesting, creative video, upload it to TikTok, and you got a chance to go to the Super Bowl next year.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you very much. So yeah, viewers, head over to at Quaker on TikTok to find out more about that. Thank you so much, Eli. I really appreciate you taking the time. Take care.
Thank you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.